I was going to say, I was just thinking, you know, like I rarely do spaces, but I know you've been smashing a few, Pemby. You know how like it's always when you start, everyone's like, we'll just wait a few minutes so people roll in. You know, it's always that like.
Yeah.
Give it time for the announcement to go out, you know, tweet blast.
Exactly.
Do you have any this week, Pemby?
Yeah, we do. We've got a cool one we're going to announce later today, which we're calling the Yeezercon.
Ooh.
And will be a special type of Twitter spaces just for people to come on and yell Yeet. Like, no talking.
Oh, it reminds me a little bit, which I think you were part of, was the Jenny spaces where he kind of went on this ooga booga tirade for like 5-10 minutes.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
You were there for that,
right? Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly like that.
I heard the recording. Jenny sent me the recording and I was like, what is going on? Have you heard it after?
Yeah. Ooka pooka. Ooka pooka. It's so good. I wish I was there. It sounded so legendary.
Yeah, we missed it. I was asleep. Oh, well, it is what it is.
Ooka pooka. Ooka pooka.
Ooka pooka.
Ooka pooka.
Ooka pooka. Booga 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 booga
booga booga booga booga.
Let's put you on the spot, F-Dub, but I don't know if you got a you got one today? Awesome.
Let's rock and roll, baby.
All right. So, where's a good place to start off, guys?
Oh, I thought you were doing the intro, F-Dub. Are you doing an intro?
No, we got an intro.
Okay, that's awesome. I was waiting for that. That's why I was quiet. I thought you were about to jump into an intro.
These guys are pros.
I mean, we can just do an hour of Ooga Boogas instead if you guys like.
We can just say Yeet once and just have it looped on 69 times, and on that 69th time, it just gets into the episode.
How do you Yeet though? Like, are you kind of, is it like a Yeet kind of Yeet, or like what's your go-to Yeet? Or are you gonna save that for the spaces?
I don't know. I think mine goes a little bit of like a Yeet, a little bit of a you know, deeperness in the E's, kind of throwing two in there.
Yeah. Okay. More guttural. Yeah, that's fair.
That's a good job, said Smokey the Bear.
Bear is his preferred bit, sir.
Honey.
Bear is wonderful.
Uh-huh, honey.
Sometimes you yeet, sometimes you ya, sometimes you yoink, which is an inverse yeet. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are actually going to be speaking to the Lord of the Yeets. People think Bear Chain is a meme chain, and this might actually be a pretty meme-y protocol, but also a fun one. We're speaking with Lord Pemberton, the Yeet Master himself. Welcome, sir, to the Honeycast 2.0.
Hello. Yeet morning, gentlemen. Yeet morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Cheers.
I've been reading through your docs and your lovely articles that you wrote. I've jotted down some points and some questions. F-Dub has too. I haven't shown you what we've written because like, I don't want it to feel too, like, what's the word? Like, kind of too forced, scripted. Like you're reading a script or something. Yeah, scripted.
No, that's great.
Just got to spice it up with a little, you know, little Yeet here and there, a little Yeet there.
So first question, Lord Pemby, what's your sex life like?
Anyway, how is your sex life?
I mean, I was going to start with, maybe start from the start, how you discovered the bears and what got you into Bearachain. Because I know this is kind of a novel concept you're working with and it's going to be launched on Bearachain. So what made you decide to set up shop here?
So what's Bearachain?
Huh?
I've been aware of Bearachain for a while. The first thing that drew me to it was proof of liquidity, which I read about, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago or something. It was a while anyway, like long before I actually entered the ecosystem actively, and was lurking in the ecosystem maybe about a year ago or something. And Yeet has been an idea that's been brewing for a while, actually. And funnily enough, it actually started off as something much more complex. And I thought it was cool, but also I thought, you know, if we're going to ship this as a product, you know, I might think it's cool, but realistically, because it's so complex, maybe we'll get like 10 people playing it. So, went through some iterations where we dumbed it down a bit, and I was talking to some friends about it one day, and they said, oh man, this is completely idiotic, this game. You know where you should deploy this? I said, where? And they were like, Berachain. And I said, oh my God, of course. Yeah. And immediately I was like, shit, why didn't I think of that? That's brilliant. And also there's two reasons here for coming to Berachain. I mean, number one is the community and the vibes and all the Ooga Boogas. I've always loved the very crypto native, you know, approach of Berachain and the vibe within the ecosystem. But also proof of liquidity itself, I feel, opens up a bigger, you know, mechanism design space for kind of designing liquidity strategies, which I thought we could really leverage here for different things. So yeah, it's not only the vibes, it's also like mechanism reasons.
Good tech. I guess I meant to ask, I know we talked about this a little before. I guess what type of a background did you come from within the space prior to this idea of Yeet, and how proof of liquidity and the tech intrigued you?
Sure. So I've previously been a VC in crypto. More recently, I've been a DeFi founder. So I've founded a protocol before. And I've also been like an advisor on many things related to mechanism design and tokenomics. So many other protocols, mainly within DeFi.
Gotcha. So from all those backgrounds, you decided to yeet it on Berachain afterwards.
Absolutely. This is the culmination of my life's work. The magnum opus.
This is your magnum opus, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a masterpiece.
You've been around the block a few times, so you've seen different protocols. Sounds like you probably lived through a few cycles as well, I'm guessing, from the sounds of your track record there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've been in crypto a very long time, but I've been in the space, I don't know, for 5-6 years doing stuff.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that. That's how much of a background you came from. So then how long have you been sitting on this idea of Yeet then? You said like it was a far more complex concept, but is it something you've been chewing on for quite a while and refining?
Yeah, I've always loved these kind of on-chain kind of economic games, let's say. And this is an idea I've been sitting on for maybe a year, maybe a bit longer. And then one day I figured, you know, fuck it, you know, let's build this thing.
So for the people at home listening or in their car, because there's some supporters who drive and listen to the show, shout out to you guys. You saw the tweet, right?
Yeah. Thanks for that. Yes.
Could you maybe break down how the yeeting is going to work once the protocol is live?
Yeah, of course. So firstly, when we say yeeting here, it's a verb that denotes the act of, depositing Bera into a smart contract, into a pool. So that's what we call the yeeting. So what happens in this game is that people yeet Bera into the smart contract, into the pool, and the last idiot to make a yeet wins all the Bera in the pool. That's the high level concept. So that's pretty easy, and from that come out a lot of questions, like, firstly, why the hell would I play this game, right? Chances are I'm not going to win. Why would I throw away my Bera? The twist here is that you can farm the token itself by making these deposits. So even if you don't plan on being the last idiot to make a yeet, you can still make money by making an early yeet and farming some of the token. Why would you want this token? Well, you can stake it. Ooh, staking. To earn revenue.
Stake.
Ooh. Yeah, and your revenue is coming because every single yeet, every single deposit is taxed. And a portion of this tax goes to the stakers directly in Bera. So let's say you make an early yeet, you farm some of the yeet token, then you're making idiots of all the people who are coming later on to play the game and trying to win. And the thing is, when you get many people trying to, you know, be smart and make a, you know, farm the token early in the game, eventually the pot will reach a critical mass of Bera in there to the point where people are like, hey, you know, there's 1,000 Bera in this prize pool. I'm going to try making, you know, deposit 10 yeet and walk away with 1,000 Bera because that sounds like a pretty good deal to me. And then that's where all the revenue starts flowing for all the stakers. So it's like a virtuous loop of yeeting.
I do like that idea, like the staking component that comes into it, because like I think I'm pretty risk adverse, honestly. Like I don't really gamble. I mean, I'm in crypto, but I don't gamble too frequently. I'm not like slapping the pokies when I go out for a drink, if anyone knows what that means. I'm also very bullish on the idea that people do love to have a little play on these things and like love to tap into that ape brain side of themselves. And so I kind of like the idea of being at a stake and then benefit of other people's kind of ape brain instinct that they're going to tap into to do some yeeting. I kind of like that idea because I'm like, yeah, people do this. So it's a great way to kind of have a stake in it.
Hey guys, this is Napzilla here from Bearland. And I wanted to remind everyone to...
Shut up, Nap. No one cares. The good folks over at Bearland have just launched an amazing new website to help guide you through all that is building on Bearer. It also has a link to their validator. Send them some of that sweet BGT.
Well, actually, Pemberton, Lord Pemberton, you were saying about the taxes. Maybe could you go into a little bit more depth about like the numbers, like how you're divvying up that percentage for each of those amounts?
In the prize pool.
Or is that confidential at the moment?
No, it's not confidential. Well, it is confidential, but I'll tell you guys and the rest of all the listeners.
Alpha alert?
So when someone makes a deposit, they make a yeet, we tax 10% of that. Okay, 7%, yeah. So 70% of this 10%, so 7% of the entire yeet is going straight to the percent is going to the Yeet Bearer LP liquidity pool, and 2% is actually going to public goods funding on Bearer Chain.
Huh. Bearer Infinity, as it's known.
Exactly. And that's kind of the Gitcoin, if you will, for Bearer Chain, which is being incubated by the Honey Jar. So we have a deep partnership with those guys, and we'll be helping fund some of the public goods built on Bearer Chain.
Yeah, which is really interesting and quite community forward of you to be donating to that. I don't think there's a lot of information out there just yet about what Bearer Infinity is going to be. I'm only hearing whispers at the minute.
Yeah, I actually think this was one of the first few times I've seen that idea of like public goods funding on chain for some ecosystem projects or revenue or validators or whatnot. So I think it's dope to see you supporting the ecosystem, especially as a newer entrant into the ecosystem. I think that's leading with a good foot, putting back into the community.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it's aligned with what we're trying to do. I'd say it's aligned with our values as a team. I mean, we love crypto. We love this ecosystem. And yeah, we also want to benefit from it. We don't want to just build this like on-chain game or whatever it is that people come and be targeted in. Yeah. So yeah, it's nice to feel like we're doing more of a net positive for the ecosystem.
Oh, that's lovely. And from those numbers, you said 1% to Bearer Infinity, 2% to the LP, and 7% to the stakers. No, is that right?
No, flipped as it's one for the pool liquidity pool and then two for the public goods, I think.
Oh, is that right? Sorry.
Correct, yeah.
Thank you for catching me on that one.
No, you're good, you're good.
That idiot Tez.
How are you guys generating your revenue then from the protocol? It won't be from the prize pool, I guess.
So we're not generating any revenue mechanistically. The way we're generating revenue is by owning some Yeet tokens ourselves and staking them.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yep.
Exact same way as everyone else will be. That's interesting.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeets all around.
Yes. Yeets only.
I mean, it's interesting to hear that it was at one point a very complex concept because I almost could picture this. If you could have a timer that you could work, maybe we didn't cover the timer just yet, but with every yeet, the timer then kind of resets, but to 2.5% less than when the timer originally started, which is at 72 hours. I might be completely fumbling this explanation.
Yes, you are, Tez. Let me explain it, you clown. So basically, players deposit Bearer into a smart contract whilst the timer counts down towards the end of the game. With every new deposit, the timer is reset and extends the game. The amount of time it is reset by reduces by 2.5% with each deposit. The first deposit resets the timer to 72 hours, and the minimum amount of time the game can be reset by is 20 minutes. Once there are enough deposits to reduce the timer reset to 20 minutes, it doesn't reduce anymore. Okay, back to whatever that clown was talking about.
But yeah, if you could figure that out, it almost could be like a parlor game or like a game you could play with the family in some regard. It almost feels like, you know, everyone's sitting around a table throwing coins in a cup, you know what I mean?
I'm picturing like a 90s like themed commercial or something like, like moms and dads playing it or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Is that how you picture it, Pemby?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, grandma loves staking, so.
Soon it explodes into an all-out tournament. There's no telling how long you'll play. Batteries not included.
If you'd like to support the potty, please consider the THC NFT. Or maybe you're like, fuck the podcast, I hate that shit, but you still want some perks and exposure to the Berra Eco? Then you should also consider the THC NFT. Link below.
Another thing I'm curious to learn about, or maybe just hear your thoughts on it, because you do talk about it in some of your articles, is the game theory that comes into play. Because I imagine you've been chewing on this idea for a while. You've probably thought about different ways that people could approach this game and benefit from it, and some of the strategies that could be involved. Would you like to maybe share your thoughts on some of the game theory you could see be playing out in this experiment called Yeet?
Yeah, sure. So one thing we've already kind of touched upon, which is making, you know, Yeets early on just to farm the token, even if you're not planning on winning the natural game, which is winning the prize pool. So that's one thing you could do where technically you're not competing with the later stage game players, right? So it's kind of like you're playing a different game to those guys. I mean, it's related, of course, because you're aiming to make money off them, right? Because you're earning some of the tax incurred on their eating. But that's kind of like a different game that two sets of players could be playing. So you, the early game players here are playing to farm the Yeet token, right, which they can then sell or stake for revenue. And you can have later game players that say, hey, I don't even care about this random shitcoin. I just want to win this pool of Berra. And those guys don't even give a shit about the rewards they're earning. Maybe they don't even claim them, right? Yeah, and they're playing a completely different game to the early game players. So some of the game theory here comes in with, like, which strategy do you go for? And if you go for one or the other, which, like, meta strategy do you opt in for within that strategy? So to break that down a bit more, let's say you go for the strategy where you're going to try win the natural prize pool, right? You're trying to win all the Berra. So the rule here is just you have to be the last person to make a Yeet. To cover the rules a bit more, you know, your Yeet doesn't necessarily have to be larger than the previous guy's Yeet. So it's not that easy just to price people out, because your Yeet, the only minimum is that it has to be 1% of the current pool value, right? So if FDub just made a 10 Berra Yeet and he took the prize pool balance up to 100 Berra, you know, I can Yeet one Berra. I don't have to Yeet more than FDub did. Yeah, so one strategy here is to consistently backrun people. So every time someone makes a Yeet, you immediately backrun them and just try show them, just try psych them out, show them that you're not going to quit.
I can do this all day.
Another strategy could be to Yeet in size. I'm not just making the minimum Yeet here, but I'm also Yeeting like 20 Berra, 30 Berra, even when I don't need to. This tries psych people out in a different way. It shows them, hey, I've got deep pockets and I don't give a single fuck. I'm going to keep Yeeting until you're priced out or I win. Cool. There may be a question here, which is, you know, if I can Yeet one Berra, why would I bother Yeeting 20 Berra? The reason you would want to Yeet more than the minimum is because then you would farm more tokens in the rewards. Because the rewards, the way they're distributed, is all based on relative Yeeting volume per epoch, which is per day.
Okay.
And that also leads us to another strategy. But maybe I'll stop here because I've been rambling for a bit. And throw it back to you guys, or should I keep going?
No, please. Yeah, I want to hear the other strategy, actually. No, I'm in. Do tell.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, for a bit of context, like, you know, there's a big portion of our token supply is reserved for these Yeeting rewards, right, to incentivize people to go make the Yeets. So just by making the Yeets, depositing the Berra, right, you earn the Yeet token. So how is this token distributed? Well, there's a predetermined amount to be distributed every day, right? And of course, like, it's higher at first and every day it goes down a bit. Mm-hmm. So every day, once every 24 hours, these tokens are distributed. And the way they're distributed is to the current players within the last 24 hours, pro rata, based upon their Yeeting volume. So if there's 10 tokens to be distributed for today, FDub Yeeted 15 Berra, Tez, you Yeeted 5 Berra.
It's your broke A.
Okay. That means FDub, you're going to receive 75% of all the Yeet that is to be distributed. Let's say the Yeet to be distributed today, for some reason, because the current market price of Yeet is high, it amounts to $1 million. So even if you've only Yeeted 15 Berra, which let's say is worth, you know, a few hundred bucks, you're still going to earn $750,000 just because. Yeah, go on. or is that a just a breath?
That was just
me losing my breath, realizing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats, man. Good eat.
Yeah, you made it. Congrats.
Yeah, so this gives kind of an opportunity for people to make outsized returns just by making a strategic heap. So let's say I'm some, you know, chain snooper who's been watching the chain. I see that, hey, FW yeeted 15, Tez yeeted 5, but the amount of yeet to be distributed today is $1 million, you know, or is worth $1 million. So I'm like, shit, you know, what if I go make a yeet right now of 100 bera? You know, so far what's yeeted has been 20 bera. You know, so now suddenly if I eat 100 bera, I'm going to earn, you know, more than 70% or more than 75% of the $1 million that is to be distributed at the end of this day. So, you know, if I potentially eat something that's worth, you know, $1,000 even, you know, suddenly I'm walking away with over 500K. So that's one kind of reactive strategy you could use when playing yeet.
So I got a couple of questions, says, if you don't mind.
No, please, please.
One, if this hasn't been done already, shout out to SudoSwap. I absolutely love the auditory sound when I click a swap. It goes, SudoSwap. When I yeet on this dap, is there a chance I'm going to hear yeet?
There is a very, very high probability that this will happen. Yes.
You're talking about tokens and a certain number are going to be left aside for emissions. Do you have a public max supply yet for yeet tokens, or is there no cap?
No, there will be a max supply of yeet tokens, yes.
Do we know what that number is?
It'll probably be 1 billion tokens, but like this number is arbitrary and it doesn't really matter. It could be 10 million or 1 billion or 10 billion, but yeah, we'll probably go for like a 1 just to make the moon math easier in people's heads.
Gotcha.
But I'm tempted to go for 69 billion anyway.
It is a hard number to maths, that one, for sure.
Yeah. Alrighty. But you know, also on the SudoSwap thing, like the whole reasoning for adding a yeet sound when people yeet was completely inspired by SudoSwap as well. Like I remember the first time I traded something there, I nearly fell out of my chair.
Great minds think alike.
Just from shock, right? You're like, wait, like what just happened in my computer? Like, did I click an ad or something that I didn't know about?
Yeah, I was just so surprised. But it's so funny and added so much to the experience, I feel. So we're definitely going to have that. And in addition to a sound when you yeet, we're going to have something called yeetard mode, which when you flick this on in our app, just everything is going to start going nuts. Extra crazy.
Extra yeety. Oh man, I'm really keen to see like how this is all going to look. Are we going to get a peek at yeet on testnet?
Yes, so we're going to have an MVP that launches on testnet. Okay, and that's hopefully within 2 weeks of this recording, which is happening beginning of February.
Damn.
Will yeet mode be available on testnet?
I'm not sure. I don't think, because I think the full app will release later on mainnet, which we have yet to build the UI for. Will probably be much more souped up and crazy than the version will currently release on testnet. However, if people like it, maybe we'll just make some iterations and go with what we release. But yeah, we'll definitely build it you with all the yeets, basically.
Well, speaking of yeets, you've been buddying up with a lot of some protocols in the ecosystem, the homies like Kodiak, Veridrome. Maybe you could dive in a bit about your relationship with them and this trifecta you guys keep teasing on socials.
Yes, all right. The liquidity trifecta, aka the liquidity cartel. So yeah, there are all aspects within each of our tokenomics, which could be, you know, mutually beneficial for everyone if harnessed correctly. At time of recording, we haven't released that much information yet, and I don't know how much will be public by the time this goes live. I'll keep this a bit vague, unfortunately. Have to. But it's a partnership that's, you know, strengthens liquidity flywheels for all of our protocols. And yeah, so why this is important for Yeet is because the more liquidity that exists for Yeet and in the Yeet Bearer pair, well, obviously you get more volume, number one. I mean, so we'll have a bunch of protocol-owned liquidity. So that means more fees and more revenue for us that we will probably compound into the pool or, you know, use for various other reasons that are TBD. The other thing is that when the token itself is more liquid, it means that the incentives people have to come eat actually exist. Because let's say, you know, just by making deposits, you're earning some illiquid shitcoin that you can't even sell. That's a much tougher sell to the people that you want to come and eat first and build up the critical mass in the pool that's needed to kind of start the game flywheel. So the Yeet token, having value backing it or having liquidity behind it, is vital also to the game flywheel itself. So it's also an important part. So that's why we're constructing a very strong kind of strategy to ensure it holds up these game mechanics.
Okay. I get you. Okay. So I don't know the full details, but I feel like listeners could probably piece some things together from what you're saying there of how this might all work. In some regard.
Exactly. I mean, not many people in the Bearer ecosystem have more than 3 brain cells knocking about. I mean, I don't. I've got like 2.5, you know, and it hurts my head to think a lot.
That's 2 more than me.
Yeah. but some of you out there may have 4 brain cells or potentially more even.
You guys are so smart.
And yeah, you can definitely, you know, infer some things from what I've just said.
Yeah. Infrared?
No, that was not meant to be a pun.
Okay. I'm reaching.
I'm like, your brain went there.
That is not alpha.
No.
Why host talking, not eating?
Speaking about other protocols and maybe certain partnerships, I do wonder if you could see a possibility of like using other tokens in the space for the Yeet games. Like maybe people could use something, not to throw anything particularly out there, but for example, maybe Bearer Doge or a meme coin. Do you consider Yeet Cups working with different tokens besides Bearer?
So funny that you ask. Actually, this is something a bunch of people have asked us about. And the answer is yes, in theory, we could do that super easily. Well, in practice, it would be more tricky because we'd have to rework the economics of Yeet. So it would be difficult to change it in practice on the fly. What could and probably will be done is that a friendly fork of the game will be redeployed that accepts a different kind of token or maybe a non-fungible token. So stay tuned.
You've got my interest now. Can you say anything more about what kind of non-fungible tokens? No, you're not going to tell me. I already know. Never mind.
I mean, what's a non-fungible token that's pretty prominent in the ecosystem, which is pretty fungible?
So yeah, okay. I'm catching what you're eating.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you are truly yeeted. Sorry, F-Dub.
If you're not quite as yeeted as Sir F-Dub, I've got the alpha. So let me break it down for you. Lord Pemby and the folks over at THJ are cooking up a version of Yeet that'll involve Honeycomb NFTs. I know what you're thinking. With the current price of honeycombs, those are going to be some hectic Yeets. Full details of how this will work aren't official yet, so stay posted, bearers.
Also, on the topic of partnership, something I should mention, and it's something we are public already about, is we have a partnership with Bearermonium, where there's going to be an off-chain version of Yeet within their game. They'll have something called gems, which are off-chain points, and people will be able to play a version of Yeet with gems within Bearermonium.
It's just games within other games within on-chain and then off-chain games.
Yes.
Yeet's all the way down.
Exactly. I mean, an interesting possibility here is that anybody can build a front end for Yeet because our contracts are just on chain, right? So yeah, I mean, one thing I'd love to do, whether it's in a partnership with Baritone or another game or it's something we do ourselves, is build more of a gamified UI where it looks and feels like a game. Like maybe you're putting water into a well or you're, I don't know, you know, it could be a million different things, right? Yeah, but nice. A UI for, yeah. But you see where I'm going with this, like a skin for Yeet that looks and feels more like a game rather than DeFi.
Amazing to think if the game itself is fun enough without actually putting real skin on the line, if it holds up just as a fun game, that would be a real testament as well to show that you're onto a good idea as well. So it'd be interesting to see. I mean, Testnet will show that too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we hope so. I think it's an easier pill for people to swallow to eat away testnet bera than it is real bera.
I think that'll be a little different.
A bit of a first one's free kind of taster as well.
Exactly. Yeah. But it also means that when the pool builds up, people have more of an incentive to keep eating on mainnet.
Oh, really?
Because the money is real.
Oh, I mean, because yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yes. They see dollar signs, or they see honey signs in their eyes.
Yeah.
Every day in the morning when I wake up, I just...
Circling back to the mechanics of how yeet's going to work, I was wondering as well, because you stake your yeet and then 7% of the prize pool gets dispersed. So the bearer that's being deposited, 7% of that bearer goes to the yeet stakers. Have you thought about some sort of auto compounding mechanism where you convert that back into yeet and have that constantly restaking? Is that something you guys have considered?
Yeah, no, it is something we've considered, but then we realized pretty easily we can do this by already leveraging existing protocols within the ecosystem.
Okay.
So some of the auto compounding protocols, like either we can use their contracts or just build a plugin. If not, yeah, it's something we can build as an abstraction on top of our contracts, but also your bearer rewards you can claim at any time. So it'll be easy to claim them and then like compound your own stake. So sorry, the short answer is we're not launching this immediately, but we might later on.
I've also been working on an offer yeet for you guys. You want to hear it? Yeet.
But I know you guys have a particular NFT on the horizon, the Yeet Station NFT. Are you happy to maybe tell us a bit about that?
Of course, yes. So the Yeet NFTs, as they'll be called, I'm really excited about these. I mean, we haven't announced it yet, but by the time this podcast is live, we probably will have. Yeah, so a bit more about these NFTs. They'll likely be a collection of 6,666 NFTs. Why do we need another NFT collection in the ecosystem? Well, we don't really, right? Let's be honest. The reason we're launching the Yeetard NFTs is for three reasons. Number one, it's a way to start to distribute our tokens ahead of time, right? And get them in the hands of people.
That sounds very interesting.
Yes. So you can kind of deduce some things from that. Number two is it'll allow us to raise a small amount of money, which we can use for protocol-owned liquidity, you know, on day one when the pool is live. Not the prize pool, I mean, like the yeet bearer pool. And number three, I also think it's a really fun thing for people to kind of engage with. Like the art we're using also is actually really, really, really cool. It's really sick. I'm really excited for it. Like it's something I'll actually want to use as a PFP.
I love the art.
And it's very in line with a lot of our existing kind of branding and art where it's very yeeted, but it's also really cute and it's nice to look at.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been nailing it on the marketing so far, or at least I've been enjoying some of your guys' graphics. And
yeah, I love the yeet-hearted Winnie the Pooh character is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly what we told the designer. We just told him we want a yeet-hearted Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
And his creative genius mind came back with what you see. So quick shout out to Pepe Jones, the creative genius behind all of our graphics.
And nice one, nailed it.
Yeah, also some alpha for the listeners. This Yeetard NFT will have, you know, a lot of utility, actually. So we've built up partnerships with many, many protocols within the ecosystem. Yeah. We've been going very hard on the partnerships. So Yeetard NFTs, you know, may get you different things from different protocols and will get you a lot of benefits within the ecosystem. Yeah. So one example will be for, you know, like if you hold a Yeetard NFT, you'll get discounted borrowing rates using a various protocol, like boosted yield.
Goldilocks, possibly?
Possibly. Yum, yum. Porridge, so good.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, so it'll actually have a bunch of different things in there. But no, they're going to be stacked, essentially.
Could you clue us in maybe on the price point of the NFT? And we got the supply side. I'm sure it'll be public by then.
Yeah, so the price is going to be very affordable. It's not going to be something that's very expensive. And we're also going to have very heavy discounts for people that either hold a bearer, right, or have a mega yeeted role, or hold all four of our mintable articles. So if you have any one of the three of the above, you're going to be able to get this NFT for super cheap. In addition to that, if you do hold a Bong Bear, like one of the OG, you know, 100 Bong Bears, we will take extra good care of you.
Hey, lucky after. Yeah.
Shout out to the Bongers.
Yeah, so shout out to the OGs.
I got a baby bear. You going to take care of me, Lord Pemby?
Absolutely. Well, anybody who holds a bearer is going to be taken care of.
We've pretty much gone through our list of... Only other question I have is mainnet day one. Do you plan to be fully locked and loaded come launch? Ready to go?
Yes. So we'll be ready to go live before then. Yeah, the reason we'll want to go live day one is because when a lot of excitement will be highest around Bera, you know, maybe there'll be a Bera airdrop to everyone, right? Yeah, we want to be live day one and give people something to do with their Bera, which in our case is throw it all away.
Amazing.
Hey, that hypothetical thing you might have been waiting for, just throw it here.
Just give it away immediately.
Shut up and take my money.
Holy fucking shit. Oh my God, too much eating.
Yeah. I think we've covered a lot. I really appreciate you jumping on, Lord Pemby. Thanks for making the time and talking deep with us.
Well, I mean, the hour has flown by. Really, it's been lots of fun. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Cheers. Always a pleasure, Pemby.
I'm going to say, where can people find you? Where can people learn more about
you? All right. Well, firstly, the main place to go is Twitter, @EatSleepyEat. That's the Eat official Twitter page or X page or whatever the hell we call it now. Check out our Discord for PsyOps. Follow me on Twitter. I'm @LordPemby. And otherwise, yeah, just check out the Honeycast, I guess. If you know how to read, check out our articles. Tez has read them, and he lost some brain cells whilst reading them. Yeah, so maybe you can as well.
Barabella read them to me, which was very cool. But I actually really enjoy them. They're a good read. I do highly recommend them. And I sent them to Goose. Yeah, shout out to Goose, by the way. And I was like, read these. They're fun. And yeah, and he agreed. Check them out. But I'll drop the link to all this in the description too.
You're listening to the Honeycast.
But yeah, guys, I'm also so excited to be on because I've listened to like nearly all of your podcasts that you've made so far.
Oh, really?
And the sound effects you guys add in and... And like they make them so much fun to listen to. It's a very easy podcast to listen to, and I love it. So I'm just happy to be on it.
P.S. We should be together too.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I look forward to making this one as yeeted as I can with the soundscape.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited. Well, maybe I'll give you a yeet sound clip you can play around with. Yeet! Yeet! That's pretty cool.
Oh, what's up? Here's Barabella. You got something to say?
What do you want me to say?
A yeet from Barabella? Live? Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeet? Is that how you say it?
Well, I guess that's it for our episode with Lord Pemberton. Hope you guys like and subscribe. Check out the THC. We'll see you the next one.
Thanks for jumping on, Pemby. And thank you to Effed Up for co-hosting. Sound production, editing, and blah, blah, blah by Tez. This podcast was an Ooga Booga production. See you in the next one.
That was so based.
I noticed many people who are not in Bera chain, they think this is just the next EVM blockchain, but you are fading, okay? So today is the lesson about the building blockchain, about the building strongest loyal community that is out there. Because one thing that I know, when it comes to number of transactions, Bera chain is going to do multiples. And as you know, when we have the multiples of transactions, the yields, the farming will be something that never truly happened before. You know, many people think, hey, 2020 will never happen. Wait for the Bera chain, okay?